Citizens for a Healthy Community is a 500-member strong grassroots nonprofit organization based in Paonia, Colorado. And we're dedicated to preventing the North Fork Valley from becoming an industrialized oil and gas zone. Our report is titled The Economic Impact of Natural Gas Development on Delta County. The report looks at the North Fork Mancos Master Development Plan as an example of the proposed oil and gas developments in this area. It's a 35-well proposal. Three of the wells will be in Delta County, 35 in Gunnison. And over the 30-year proposed lifespan of the project, they hope to extract 700 billion cubic feet of natural gas. Our members are very concerned about protecting that place that they live, ensuring that the clean air and water continue to be able to support a vibrant rural economy, making sure that we still maintain access to the public lands that make outdoor recreation in our backyards possible. And our members asked if there is any way to quantify how valuable the North Fork Valley is to the county. So our report found that the three categories of revenue from the North Fork Valley that we looked at, property tax, outdoor recreation, and agritourism, generate $3.1 million annually for Delta County. The potential impact on those sources from oil and gas development could result in a loss of $800,000 every year. When you include the potential for costs there, we see a net impact on the economics of Delta County of negative $443,000 to negative $503,000 in loss of revenue every year for Delta County just from this one proposal.
It focuses almost exclusively on the economic impacts.
That's correct. This report is just one little piece of the puzzle. It specifically does not address the myriad health and environmental concerns that are associated with fracking or anything else. It's simply a look at the economic situation. And so it's important to remember that the story is a lot bigger than just economics. It's people's livelihoods and health as well.
And most of these wells are going to be not within Delta County, even though Delta County incurs, you know, a lot of the externalities that could potentially occur based on having communities downstream, but in Gunnison County, which is primarily uninhabited and not part of the watershed.
That's correct. That's an important part of the economic consideration. The way that counties generate revenue from oil and gas proposals like this is through property and severance taxes. And they all hinge on the origin of production. So when you see a proposal that's in the watershed that affects a county, it might not actually provide any economic benefit if the oil wells themselves aren't actually located within the county. In the case of the North Fork Mancos Master Development Plan, only three of the 35 wells will be drilled in Delta County, but all of the effects will be felt downstream. The economy in Delta, especially the economy that the North Fork Valley is working to build based on sustainable agriculture, agritourism, recreation, education, renewable energy, that economy should be an example to other places outside of the North Fork Valley.
If listeners are interested in accessing your report, is there a website they could visit?
The report is available at chc4u.org. CHC, the number 4YOU.org. Basically, now is the time for anybody that's concerned to take up the mantle of research and learn as much as you can. And there are always lease sales or updates to management plans or applications for permits to drill that have comment periods attached to them, and they all need public input. If anybody has any questions, they can feel free to email me at andrew@chc4u.org, and I'm happy to point them in the direction of resources that can make their comments more effective.
Thank you so much, Andrew Forkas Goodmanson, attorney and program director for Citizens for a Healthy Community based in Paonia, Colorado.
Thank you, Raleigh.